Network.
We are now into the fourth and final hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up, the rhetoric isn't just rhetoric now coming out of the ADLs of the Poverty Law Center. It is authoritarian, it is tyrannical, it is despotic. It is the antithesis of a free society. They are calling for law enforcement to be used against the entire Patriot movement. Southern Poverty Law Center going after Ron Paul. It is just incredible. That is coming up. Also, Dick Morris, Bill Clinton presidency, orchestrated the 93 Waco, Texas tragedy. That is coming up at the bottom of the hour. And the big banking takeover. You think the bailout of a year and a half ago was bad. You ain't seen nothing yet. But right now, I wanted to go back to a few of your phone calls. Let's talk to Judy in New York. You're on the air, Judy. Thanks for holding.
Hi. I have a couple questions. I'm very happy to talk to you. I've listened to you for a long time. One of them is Ted Kaczynski, or the Unabomber. Do you know much about what was behind that?
Yes. The LA Times reported he was a deep cover CIA operative, also involved in the MK Ultra program. And he was basically set up, and how they do that is they threaten to kill your whole family if you don't indict yourself. And so he's just one of their people they set up.
The reason I'm asking is because his brother is – I'm going to go hear his brother talk tonight. And his brother apparently does not know any of this, and his brother has suffered a lot. I heard his brother turned him in. But
his brother doesn't know that it was in the L.A. Times in an article by Alexander Cockburn, who went and got the records from Harvard and was it Stanford? Guys, Google Theodore Kaczynski, CIA, L.A. Times. Let me get that exact university correct. But no, he was in the CIA and he was in the MK Ultra program as a volunteer. And that has been in major newspapers.
Okay.
That was in the L.A. Times, one of the publications. But go ahead, ma'am.
Well, I'll tell his brother that information. It sounded like he didn't know it, according to the newspaper article, but I'll tell him that. The other thing is they're trying to take over, the mayor's trying to take over the school districts, the city school districts. There is an agenda behind that?
Yeah, they put in government schooling that's designed to dumb the kids down. They always give it more and more money, and then they purely federalize it now with federal standards in No Child Left Behind. And so the process of the type of education where the government will decide what you're going to be when you grow up, and they're going to incentivize it where they give you the money if you do what you're told and become what they tell you to be with incentives for tuition.
Okay.
They're also turning many public schools into military academies. So we're going the way Russia was 60 years ago, and Russia's going in the opposite direction.
Right now they're just doing it with city school district. They're not doing it with suburban schools. Do you think it'll change? Because they're New York has it, Boston has it, and they're trying to do it with Rochester City Schools.
Yeah, I know Chicago's doing it as well, and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are involved in some of the private funding of that as well, and that's just so they can take over education and make it even worse.
Okay, and the last thing, Anderson Cooper was on last night on CNN, and they were talking about Barry Sotero not being born in the United States, and they were laughing at it. They said people are crazy. They were just all laughing at it, the two guests he had on, plus Anderson Cooper. They were making a joke out of it.
Well, that's what the Nazis would do in 37, 38, and 39. People would say, they're arresting people. They're disappearing. They'd go on the radio, and the Nazis would laugh. And Poland said, the Germans are massing troops. They may invade us. And even 1 week before, the German radio and newsreels, people would watch TV pretty much in the theaters. They didn't have television then. And well, the Nazis actually by then had public TVs. They had some in public areas they were broadcasting on, but mainly newsreels. And they would laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, they say there's a world government. The banks are robbing us. Ha, ha, ha. They say there's police brutality. Ha, 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 ha. Tell me another one.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we got 52 minutes left into the second segment of this Thursday edition of the final hour. It is the 22nd day of April 2010. For those who just joined us, we had a caller asking about Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, and what his story was. And without spending a lot of time on this, because I've got to get to the most important news of the day here in the last hour, here's a counterpunch written by Alexander Cockburn. He also wrote an article for the LA Times on this. This is Ted Kaczynski, the CIA, and LSD. And then this goes into the Harvard records of him volunteering for CIA mind control experiments and his connections to the CIA. If people want to read that, it's Ted K, the CIA and LSD. I was right, it was Harvard that he worked with the CIA with. Okay. This next issue, I've already covered it some earlier, but I want to speak to it now in more detail. It's so horrible, so off the charts, so bad, that I don't even know what to say, really. I mean, I hate to get into something like this without covering it all. I mean, playing the clips off MSNBC where they're saying it's sedition to criticize the government. We should be arrested. That was said by a CFR member on Monday. We played that yesterday. Clips on Face the Nation saying that alternative blogging is a form of terrorism. We played that yesterday. Michael Savage going further than he's ever gone, saying the government is going to stage terror attacks. Again, he did that Monday, so it's good that some big talk show hosts are seeing what this is, a setup. Bill Clinton last Friday saying that, if the Tea Parties don't stop their rhetoric, saying the government's corrupt and tyrannical, it's going to cause another Oklahoma City. And, gee, I hope that doesn't have to happen to shut you up. These are very thinly veiled threats. And then you have the Black Congressional Caucus caught going out in the Tea Parties, trying to start fights, claiming they were spit on and called the N-word, and it was all a lie from all the camera angles. And you've got Democratic Party operatives caught going out with Nazi signs all over the country at Tea Parties. We told you about that a month ago. It finally broke in the Associated Press last week and is now a big national news story. And I've heard most of the big conservative talk show hosts talk about it finally, because this is very dangerous. And then 2 days ago, we read the new Southern Poverty Law Center report. You know, they're not going after the Ku Klux Klan or the Aryan Nations these days, which in most cases it's come out, they're federal operatives. What, 2 months ago it came out in court that Hal Turner was an FBI agent, not operative, agent, running, you know, all these hate sites and calling, you know, for judges to be killed and saying that, you know, I'm a Jewish agent and all this stuff. Why do you have government-funded groups that do that? They want to radicalize everything. They want to make it racial. They want to discredit a movement that's diverse. I mean, 99.9% of us, the banking takeover is bad. And I'm going to get into the latest open announcement of world government. And they are now attempting at the national and international level to pass laws and sign agreements where you will pay tax money directly to private central banks, VAT financial, VAT manufacturing, value added, sales taxes, carbon taxes. It's now all public. IMF, global taxes can only be enforced through global government. Bankers prepare to assault Americans with VAT transaction. Here's the London Guardian breaking it down. Here is the president and CEO of the Texas Banking Association, basically saying exactly what I'm saying, because this is the big mega top eight banks in the U.S., 14, maybe 15 worldwide, depending on how you class them. They're taking over all their competition that doesn't unfairly create derivatives and then use it to take over the world finance system. So we're going to be going over all of that. And the latest on Obama denies link and timing of SEC case. He refuses to give back the Goldman Sachs $1 million he was given. Also, millions face tax increase under Democrats' budget plan. Obama suggests value-added tax may be an option. They announced a new $100 bill. Even Vanity Fair says it looks like the euro. So they're getting you ready to recall all the old money and give you the new devalued money. Inflation's way up. They've got numbers here on clothes, food, you name it. Here's AP. Wholesale prices rise in March as food costs jump. So inflation's starting to rear its ugly head. Greek debt crisis gets worse as EU revises figures. That was all engineered by Goldman Sachs, the usual parties who've now been indicted. So we're going to be covering that because it's this banking group, this cartel, who financed Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, who financed the training of the FBI and law enforcement through the ADL. That's the main group that trains them to be political police or commissars, apparatchiks system as the Russians had. So they're involved in this hostile corporate looting and this takeover of society, very draconian, horrible for the average person. I mean, maybe good for 6,000-7,000 people in the super class is Rothkopf, who we had on 2 years ago. He wouldn't come on after he was interviewed. Head of the Kissinger Group, the Washington Post wrote a big story about it, saying world government's here, and it's run by the 6,000 super class. So maybe 6,000 people benefit from this. The rest of us certainly don't, and it's completely illegal. So we're here peacefully as citizens with a First Amendment talking about this, as is our right, and we say, hey, we don't want your government health care. Oh, you're a racist. hey, the insurance companies wrote this, as Ron Paul and Lord Mockton and others are saying. Not just me saying that. I've read the bill. So, see, it's not just some socialism for poor. No, it cuts the benefits, raises taxes, and makes you buy insurance from these insurance companies. They lower the standard of care. You come out against that, they invoke racism all over the news, all over newspapers, and say, you are a racist. You hate black people. See, they don't want blacks and Hispanics and Asians joining the populist peaceful uprising to restore the republic. And so they want to use racial politics to divide us. I mean, that is so criminal. That is so dastardly. That is so horrible. That is so racist and balkanizing in its very nature. So the American people can't get together. They're caught again provocateuring events. They're caught staging all these events. And one of their biggest tactics, and I've had to hire moderators, and I've had to go to registration on InfoWars and Prison Planet just to try to stop this. You can go to YouTube, Google, Yahoo, any big newspaper website that's got comments, and there's calls for violence, and usually it's government provocateurs trying to single people out. It's come out in court thousands of times that they are doing this. But there are some nuts out there. And what the London Guardian and the New York Times and Time Magazine and the Southern Poverty Law Center and all of George Soros's publications, Media Matters, Huffington Post, I mean, literally, it's got to be more than 100 that just in the last 6 months have said, I'm calling for killing police. They say falsely. They say, I'm calling for killing IRS agents. They say, I'm calling for violent overthrow of the government. And anyone who's listened or seen my films knows it's the opposite. And they're saying that We Are Change, who's Mahatma Gandhi, nonviolence is their poster person. I mean, that's who they have up on their website when you enter the site. So it's just a complete hoax. The American people not wanting to go into debt servitude are not racist. That's a hoax. These claims that people criticizing government corruption are going to cause federal buildings to be blown up is a hoax, and it will be elements of the government or private intelligence agencies that will carry out these attacks. And I've been telling you the last year and intensely the last 3.5 months that this would happen in April or May, that they're building towards a crescendo. And now I've got every day CNN, Nightline, PBS. I mean, the phone is ringing off the hook. They want to come interview me, and they ask me, am I causing terrorism? Am I a terrorist? Do I feel bad about violence? Setting me up for a fall. To the point of I'm not even calling these people back most of the time. Just because I don't even want to be around them. And I don't care about being on their national television. So all of that said, that backstory there for you, we have this ADL report out today. Now, 2 days ago, Southern Poverty Law Center said myself, Ron Paul, Andrew Napolitano are, quote, extremist terrorist enablers. So now they're going after Ron Paul, folks. I mean, couldn't be more peaceful, more genteel. You know, the elder statesman, former federal judge Napolitano, couldn't be a better guy. They're going after him because they're getting ready to stage events and blame it on the American people. Well, now the ADL has come out and has found mild statements on PrisonPlanet.com like, my gosh, when are the American people going to riot like they did in Kyrgyzstan? And then they imply that I'm pushing this, I'm doing this, and they say, quote, major law enforcement operation is needed against us because we are advocating for the overthrow of the country. I mean, think about that. You've got these groups who are demonizing anyone that criticizes the government, anyone that criticizes health care, and they're now moving into saying, we need to call the police on these people. Within 3 hours of Joe Stack flying his plane into that building, supposedly, a lot of questions there, it was in the Austin American Statesman, New York Daily News, with headlines about web praises attack, internet praises attack, and then they just said in there, very deceptively, by mixing me into other website comments from other websites, that I was for it. And I said, this is the sick law enforcement on me, because we're hurting them badly. And they'll go show this to cops and say, we got to get him, you know, plant pipe bombs on him, and we know cops will do that. I mean, there's no I say pipe bombs because they, half the time, that's what that's how they get you. You know, they just bury something on your property. And so ADL calls for major law enforcement operation to deal with Obamacare critics. attack group mixes in completely nonviolent internet postings from our websites with death threats from other sites in new purge against internet dissent. And then that dovetails with DHS boss says Tea Party will engage in violence. Napolitano, the bad Napolitano, not the good Napolitano. But we'll talk about where this is going on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
No matter. This is our country. We're the American people. Doesn't matter if you came over here 100 years ago or 20 years ago and you're a citizen, you're an American. My family, on my father and mother's side, two of the people on the Mayflower, my mom's side, one on my father's side, my family just all over the place in the Revolutionary War, all over the place in the battle for Texas independence. The Ayers family on my mom's side raised Colonel Travis's son. Both my grandfathers fought in World War II, were enlisted in World War II. One of them flew B-17s over to Europe. And it makes me fundamentally angry to have the Southern Poverty Law Center, mainstream media, the ADL, knowingly lying and saying I'm calling for killing police and military and IRS. And it makes me even more angry to know that they're setting up the American people, the good American people, finally starting to wake up across the political paradigm. Congress has a 10% approval rating. Nancy Pelosi has a 9% approval rating. The Republicans have a low approval rating. The people know that we're going under to fraud, just like Mexico and countless other third world nations have fallen to it. And it's 100% clear that the government and its mouthpieces are saying that the American people are basically terrorists if they criticize anything. And to be singled out with Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano and others is an honor. But it's also dangerous because they single me out more than even Ron Paul. More than anybody else, they single Alex Jones out and they slander me. They lie about me. They do whatever they want. They defame me. And they're such liars that on the surface it shouldn't matter. But it matters because the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center are the main trainers of law enforcement. They teach them how to be political, secret police operatives. And these cops believe the crap they're being given. A lot of them do. They believe it. And the system is setting up a war between the American people and the American people that happen to be police officers in the military. And they're openly saying they want to use the military against the American people. I'm going to play a clip coming back where they call us seditious and that we should be arrested. And Napolitano saying people better watch their rhetoric. You know, she just walked through Oklahoma City, you know, 15 years after when that was 100% a government operation. And we've been covering that with eyewitnesses and others earlier in the week. But the fact that the ADL is calling for law enforcement action against us is a new level. And the fact that the Democratic Party operatives have been caught with Nazi signs and things trying to demonize mainline American citizens so that we'll be at each other's throats in a race war is despicable and is illegal and is so off the chart, so obvious that the system is preparing to stage all sorts of provocateur actions and blowing up federal buildings, blowing up IRS buildings, attacking military installations. You're going to see more of this perpetrated by these people. They're speaking to the most dumbed down segments of society that are kind of halfway paying attention to the TV when they're cooking dinner, or halfway paying attention to the TV in the coffee room at work, or halfway reading headlines. Where FBI says homegrown, the biggest threat. Obama says we're going to be nuked. Homegrown may be involved. You know, government says Tea Party's racist. Government says, I mean, they're really setting this up. And you have to ask yourself, what is the message that we're putting out that has them engaging in this wild of an action? I mean, well, it shows that the system's going for broke. They've committed so many crimes, done so much evil, that they know the people are now getting wise to what they're doing. So they've got to stage some events to clamp down on free speech, to arrest people, to create a chilling effect. They think you're going to cower. And they're angry at the information I'm putting out, and Napolitano's putting out, and Ron Paul's putting out, and Chuck Baldwin's putting out, because we're just telling the truth. I mean, you know, when the government declassifies that they're recording all the naked body images, and that's now in the news today, when you go through a body scanner, I mean, that's common sense that that's wrong. Or when schools are recording kids at home over laptops, that's wrong. Or when Goldman Sachs engineers the banking collapse to consolidate power and loot the economy, and it's mainstream news. Of course, we said it years ago, so now we've got credibility. That's why they're coming after us, because we're focused, we're well-spoken, we're constitutionalist, we're real Americans, we're the good guys. And this signifies and 100% shows that the system is going to come in with oppression and real tyranny, hot tyranny, not cold, creeping tyranny, but really oppressive tyranny when they start calling for arrest. I mean, that's what the Nazis did. They said, arrest people that criticize the government. That's treason. We'll be right back to continue and break down the bank's big final move to take over society.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For 14 plus years, I analyzed the merger of the military and the police, the cameras, the cell phones being tracked in live time, the warrantless wiretapping, the training military and police were being given, declassified and leaked government documents that were confirmed to be bona fide and authentic. And it was 100% clear then that a classical oppressive tyranny, similar to communist China, Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany, East Germany under the Soviets after 45, was being set up. That was 100%. But now we have the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Now we have the Patriot Act, and I've read both. We've covered them here on air. Now we have the Federal Governor's Commission. Now we have the training documents. Now we have the White House memos. Now we have the Army field manuals. And it's more than 100%. It is a joke how much evidence we have that a high-tech classical tyranny, so a tyranny with a high-tech overlay, is being set up. And now we know they're beginning to pull the trigger on how these are rolled out. How the czars did it, how the Nazis did it, how the communists did it after the czars, by staging terror attacks and provocateuring groups as a pretext to go after the population, the legitimate population that says, no, you're not going to rob us. You're not going to carry out the criminal looting. That's all tyranny is. Powerful interests get in and start robbing the hell out of people. And they get away with it for decades, and they get worse and worse and worse, and then more and more evil people compete with each other until in the final round, you get a Hitler, you get a Stalin, you get a Mao, you get a Julius Caesar, you get a Pol Pot. And they have studied, and they brag, they call it the final revolution, a scientific tyranny. They have studied how this has been done in other countries, and they've got high-tech PR and mind control and conditioning and propaganda and spin. And now they're coming out and saying, okay, Homeland Security is for the American people. And you are the number one threat. And we're going to lie about you and say you're violent. And we're going to tell our attack dogs that you want to kill them. And our attack dogs are going to come and they're going to kill you. And so they're out in the open saying, look, we're going to start a fight with you. We've already told everybody you're a terrorist. Now we're going to take everything you got. And if you even criticize what we're doing, we're going to eat your lunch. Now, if you give in to this intimidation, if you let this chill you, because I'm being honest about what they're doing, and that's scary, but I believe more in you than the globalists do. They believe you're cowards. They believe you're weak. They're going for broke because they think they can win, and they're even accelerating it faster because they're starting to get scared going, whoa, this, you know, they're standing up more than we thought they would, and they're figuring things out. And so that's making them even pile more oppression and intimidation onto this. And so we are at the crossroads. And all of you have to make the decision. If you're a cop listening, look, you don't have to believe me, officers. If you just not go bowling tonight or not take your girlfriend out tonight or, you know, not go to the shooting range or whatever it is you're going to do tonight, and if you just go research what I'm telling you. Then you'd find out I was telling you the truth and you could do something about it. Now, most of you already know this is true and you're making a subconscious decision to keep your head down and just go with the flow. If you do that, you're going to look back on this time years from now and you're going to wish to heaven you'd have done something different. Because this is the most vicious, systematic evil I have ever seen in world history. And I've studied history as Dr. Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, father of Reaganomics, historian, very intelligent, said he's analyzed this. This is the most duplicitous, calculated, focused evil ever upon the planet. And it's not even our government. It's this corporate management structure worldwide that is doing this. And we are now at that juncture. We could be days, weeks, months, I'm not sure, away from massive terror attacks. And again, the government's preparing with the propaganda for nuke attacks. You've seen them. Then they just shut down all the major communications, and they wouldn't even have to kill me because I won't be on air. You won't be on the Internet. And they've gutted whole civilizations. I mean, they'll do it. They'll do it. And that's why now, while we can still talk, we need to get the word out, scream bloody murder from the rooftops, never stop. And a lot of you who are well-to-do and intelligent and understand what's happening, you're going to have to get off the fence and speak to your neighbors and call into talk radio and start websites and call Congress and call the ADL and just let them know that we know what they're doing and pressure national talk show hosts like Limbaugh and Savage, who are now saying the government may stage terror. They're both now coming out in the open. And that's because there's another power structure that isn't the top power structure, but is part of it, who now realizes they're going to get their throats slit in this as well. No one is safe, including top-level elitists, because after they're done mopping up America, in every case, tyranny works the same. The most dangerous group to be in is an upper echelon elitist. Because you know where the bodies are buried. You know how the system works. If they're successful setting this up, I would say half of the superclass will be killed. And we're going down this road. You know, the Rothschilds out of England funded Hitler and Stalin and the West, and the French Rothschild family were almost all killed by Hitler. I mean, that's on record. They were killed. And I've seen the daughter of Lord Rothschild out of France talk about it on Charlie Rose once, but I'd already read about it in history books. What they're conjuring, what they're building, what they have unleashed, they have released the Kraken. This is an uncontrollable force of evil because they put so many evil, reprobate, wicked people into positions in corporate areas, government areas, law enforcement areas, that it is an incredibly dangerous animal that they released. And no one is safe from this. I mean, this is so diabolical. Now, I want to get into what they are setting up now on the financial end, because that's the heart of it, the capstone of this system. And then Dick Morris, Bill Clinton personally orchestrated the 93 Waco, Texas tragedy. I want to hurry through this now. But you have been warned. You have been warned, and I have risked my life and my name and prison to bring you this information. And I've taken more COINTELPRO and mainstream media and government attacks than anybody in recent memory. And that's the proof of what we're saying is right. But you can go look at all of this for yourself. I mean, yesterday I read the entire London Guardian article that is a deceptive piece saying, boy, the bankers are in trouble. This is really going to bring the big banks in line. Then you read the actual G20 document. The biggest central bank set it up to shut down their competition and to put value-added taxes on all financial transactions of individuals, small banks, credit unions, everything. And it pays the money to a global government-level system that Gordon Brown, we played the clips here, has called a global governance constitution between the banks. And again, you can also go read an article written by Eric Sandberg, president and CEO of Texas Bankers Association. I was actually this morning looking for a Texas bank to put our business capital in, and I was finding out what had the highest ratings. And without even, because I'd separately looked for regional bank groups, pointing out, because I read the G20 plan and what Obama's doing, and it's meant to shut down and take over all their competition, because these banks don't get to create derivatives. Your healthy regional and even small town banks, they're not allowed to play in that game. Not just that they're moral, a lot of them aren't, but they're not allowed. Only the big globalists are allowed. That's how they can buy everything up. But now they're coming in to take them over. And so I'd separately found articles with different banking associations saying this, but separately looking for the highest rated Texas bank, found out Prosperity is probably one of the better ones. But doing that, I came across this by the president of the Texas Bankers Association, too politically connected to fail. And he says this is a takeover by fat cat bankers of your local bank. And he goes into how it's a giant scam. I mean, you should go read it. This is not Alex Jones. This is Texas has the more healthy banks, the biggest banks in the union, bigger than California. They're bankrupt. Texas has the best banks in the union. And that's Forbes and Barron's. And here's the head of the association telling you what I'm telling you, okay? So you should go read this editorial about the president and CEO of the Texas Bankers Association. I want to get him on next week if he'll do it. I want to get him on. I mean, we've got to ring the alarm bell here. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, you read this G20 plan that's in the Guardian article we linked to yesterday, and you read the quote, oh, Obama's getting tough on the banks that financed him, and it is just the opposite of what they're saying. Anything you get, government health care, a banker bailout, whatever it is, it's going to be a ripoff by the private central banks that are waging war on the real market. Now, we have two articles that detail this at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson and Steve Watson. And every line, every claim we make is linked to government documents or mainstream news with it hidden in plain view. Okay? Because they'll tell you in the London Guardian, oh, it's a great idea, it'll get the bad bankers, and it says, gives them unlimited power, selective enforcement over all small banks, and pays the money directly to them. Oh, that will sure show them. That's like giving Jeffrey Dahmer 10 more teenagers to torture to death. I'm sure he'll hate it. IMF's global taxes can only be enforced through global government. And then it goes through Gordon Brown saying it's global government that they are establishing and that it will be run by private central banks. Latest proposals, part of ongoing centralization into new economic world order. That's their term for it. As you have no doubt read in the headlines today, the IMF has proposed levying two global taxes on the world's banks to make sure those greedy guys don't get us in too much trouble again. If that sounds dubious, it is, because in reality, what's being proposed and has been falling into place for some time is a framework of unelected global authority with powers above and beyond those of sovereign governments run by the private central banks. And then it goes into all the VAT, the financial VAT, on your electronic money transfers, on everything, and total enforcement power at the national and UN level over your local banks. And so it goes into it in detail. And then another important article, bankers prepare to assault Americans with VAT transaction tax. And then we have Obama here in the Associated Press today. Obama suggests value-added tax may be an option. And separately in the Senate, they have the carbon tax that's a VAT on all human activity. But the most important article to read to understand the lies is they'll tell you a lie, but then admit what they're doing right next to it. And it says, Gordon Brown claims credit for international monetary plan to impose tough levy on biggest banks, profits say. Then later it says it isn't on the biggest banks, it's selectively enforced, it's secretive how it's done, and it's a value-added tax. Let me read this to you. On all financial institutions, not just banks, and transactions. So, oh, this will really show the big central banks. This will sure teach them. Now, I want to digress for a moment. We'll cover this more tomorrow. We've got guests coming on throughout the week and next week. Because I forgot to play these clips earlier when I was talking about the domestic demonization. I don't want to get into Waco. This is CFR Globalist on Chris Matthews, Mr. Klein, calling for sedition, saying it's sedition to criticize the government. It's not an American right. It's sedition. Let's play this clip.
We just watched Sarah Palin, and she said, un-American. Now, she said it was just his policies, not him. But those words are license words. They're permission words.
Yeah. You know, I did a little bit of research just before the show. It's on this little napkin here. I looked up the definition of sedition, which is conduct or language inciting rebellion against the authority of the state. And a lot of these statements, especially the ones coming from people like Glenn Beck and to a certain extent Sarah Palin, were right up close to being seditious.
Well, and Joe's right, and I'll name another person. You know, name Reed Baer, who uses this
enough
phrase, constantly talks about the Obama administration.
You can watch the whole clip at InfoWars and Prison Planet. And then they go around the table all agreeing. And I mean, there's so many of these clips now. Now, here's Napolitano, the Homeland Security head, basically saying, yes, these domestic groups criticizing, they're tied into radicals, and they may cause in Oklahoma City. So they're setting everybody up for when they stage the event, blaming it on the American people, so the banks and crooks taking over America can silence dissent. Because what they're doing is so illegal. If the Madoff types running this, the Ken Lay types running this, can't silence us, they're all going to go to prison and it's game over. It's an all-or-nothing exercise. Here it is.
The question is not ideology. The question is groups that are going from beliefs or ideology. That we've always had groups on all sides that have hold beliefs that are very strong and express them very vociferously, with which we may agree or not agree. The question is the turn to violence. You know, I was in Oklahoma City just yesterday, whenever you go to Oklahoma City, you need to go to the memorial and you need to walk through that museum, and that will teach you the difference between those who are merely expressing themselves with loudly and with anger, and the violence that we must seek to prevent.
So what they're doing is, and Clinton went even further, I said, I hope we don't have to have another one of these to make the Tea Party shut up. But then meanwhile, their surrogates, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, all this other news media, is claiming that we're going to cause this to happen and law enforcement needs to come after us. So that's what they're moving to do. They've got all these different White House czars calling for censoring talk radio, censoring the internet. All of this is building steam now. All of this is accelerating. And you can see the battle plan. They did this in the lead up to 95 bombing that they engineered. You can see how they do the preconditioning before it happens. I mean, it's just crystal clear. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What comes next? 7. What comes next? 8. What comes next? 9. What comes next? 10. So same thing. We're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What comes next? I mean, we know what they're doing. It's like making pancakes. You get the pancake mix out, get the milk, get the eggs, start whipping it up. I mean, you know how to make pancakes. I mean, they got the pancake mix, the eggs, the milk out on the counter, and a blender. I mean, what are they doing here? I mean, they're saying you don't like healthcare, you're a Nazi. They're framing you. They're false flagging you. I mean, they're not just going to events dressed up like Nazis to discredit us. They're going to blow stuff up. You can be guaranteed. So again, get the word out to everyone. They're getting ready to pull the trigger. Okay? We've been beating the drum, warning you. We'll come back with Waco on the other side. Stay with us.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, final segment of the radio broadcast.
Every morning at the mine, you can
Dick Morris, Bill Clinton personally orchestrated the 1993 Waco, Texas tragedy. Tomorrow I'm going to spend more time on this. It's such a big issue, such a big story. It came out in the congressional hearings on Waco that Clinton was personally running it. He wanted to demonize the Patriot movement, kind of kick off a domestic purge against the American people. And other sources had reported that Janet Reno had blackmailed, because this isn't the first time we've heard this, had blackmailed Clinton when he wasn't going to reappoint her. She was so unpopular that she would, quote, tell the truth about Waco. That special forces troops went in, placed a bomb on top of the church records area, the concrete area, killed the kids inside, shot people when they were exiting. We have the flare footage from the army of them doing it. And they said, oh, those flashes on the end of troops' guns, that's not what you think it is. On and on and on. Now, this is very complex, what Dick Morris did. He's saying, be careful, Clinton, saying that conservatives are going to be responsible for another Oklahoma City. Be careful. And then he says, I don't know what it was Reno was threatening him with. Of course, that's not true. We all know. It came out here and there. You can put it together. Very clear. He's not going as far as Limbaugh or Savage saying the government will stage terror attacks and blame it on us. Oklahoma City, too. So, again, I'm not the only one saying this now. Anybody who's smart can see it, or even common sense, not even smart anymore. Dick Morris is saying, watch it, buddy. Watch it. Don't try to blame something on us. And then he throws out a little secret that Bill Clinton told him. Remember, he was his chief advisor. He was the Karl Rove to Clinton, that Janet Reno was blackmailing him. This is with Sean Hannity last night. Here it is.
And so, let's understand what was Timothy McVeigh's motivation. God knows what's gone on in that crazy head of his, but there is some speculation that, and he himself had said, that it was the reaction to the Waco takeover. And Bill Clinton orchestrated that takeover, and in fact was so ashamed about what he did in Waco that he was not going to appoint Janet Reno to a second four-year term. And she told him in a meeting right before the inauguration day for his new term that if you don't appoint me, I'm going to tell the truth about Waco. And that forced Clinton's hand in reappointing her. So I don't remember
you telling this story before.
No, it's never been said before.
Wow.
I think that President Clinton might want to examine his own connection with the Oklahoma City bombing in terms of Waco before he starts accusing people in walkers and wheelchairs who are trying to keep their Medicare of being provocateurs.
So what was the truth about Waco that Reno threatened to use against him?
I have no idea, but I know that Clinton told me, that I couldn't not appoint Reno because she would have turned on me over Waco. That's the phrase he
used. That's incredible. That's incredible. So what's happening here is anyone with a political brain knows they're getting ready to stage terror attacks. Clinton, too. Obama. And here's Dick Morris saying Clinton better watch it with his connection to Oklahoma City. And then he goes, he does the tell. He's telling Hannity. There's a lot more, Hannity. Man, I tell you, he's got to watch it. I mean, Dick Morris better come public now before they blow his airplane up or something. I mean, that was incredible what you just saw. Because you've got them getting out of the Bradley vehicles, firing their machine guns. You've got them detonating a bomb inside. And it came out the Delta Force was, quote, pulling triggers on the ground. Lon Horiuchi was there again of Ruby Ridge fame. This is just off the charts. So this is real brinksmanship that you're seeing. If we don't get the word out that the government elements of it are getting ready to stage terror attacks, they're going to do it and use it to get away with this full takeover. So it's a life and death situation. They want to sick Homeland Security on the American people. They want to go to a full-bore oppressive society as bad as Nazi Germany. I mean, they really have decided to do it. They're going for broke. At the end of the show, I want to say we've added four new specials. You can get Free Terror Storm, one of my best films. When you get Jesse Ventura's new book, we've got several new books up on the website, like JFK and The Secret Team. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.